You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDAI. I got salad today for breakfast. And I got salad like all over now my studio area here where I'm trying to work. And, I mean, it's okay. You know how I told you all that, you know, we gotta, like, pick a meal every now and then that's a vegetarian? This isn't vegetarian because I made sure I got, it's one of these fresh and easy, hold on, let me read it. It's an apple walnut chicken salad. The problem is I got all this lettuce and I can't find any more pieces of meat. I'm looking here. There's no more. Wait a second. Here, no, that's an apple. Damn it! Doesn't that stink? You get your salad. You put some chicken on it. You put some ranch. I do that all the time with my taco salad. I'll make a taco salad, so I have a crap load of cheese on there, crap load of guacamole and chicken. I'll eat the cheese, the guacamole and the chicken. Now I'm left with a big, huge tortilla bowl of lettuce. And I still have lettuce in my teeth. See, the problem with lettuce is it gets in your teeth. And I don't know what the hell is in this. I got, like, purple. I don't understand what a purple. This is a purple and green leaf. I got something that's very stocky. There's some white lettuce pieces in here. And there's no more meat. And there's no more dressing. I know a lot of you are like, well, Dahlia, just soak that piece of spinach or whatever the hell they put in the salad and some dressing, or maybe it'll just be lubricated enough to just kind of get down into the throat and into the esophagus. No, it doesn't work. They got these things. I wish you could see it. This thing has, like, branches. You know how you only calamari, and there'll be a piece of calamari, and there'll be all these legs on it. You're like, oh, my gosh, I'm eating a piece of calamari with legs, whereas you're thinking you're just kind of popping little chicken fingers, and then you realize you're actually eating squid. That's what the salad does. There's actually like a piece here with like seven different arms. I don't want to feel arms going down my mouth. But you know what? I mean, I feel good. I know I'm just griping about it. And my husband is like, for the love of the Lord, just eat like, you know, meat for breakfast so I don't have to hear you talk about salad. But I'm going to see. I was like really tired yesterday. I was just really, really tired. I was really run down. I was feeling old. I was feeling ugly. I was feeling stupid. I was you know how you kind of go through those things? So I decided to take my own advice and get a bunch of meat with some salad dressing on it and throw a couple pieces of leaves in there. Now, actually, I got this from Fresh and Easy. And I tell you, I think I know why I'm in a bad mood. Okay, I'm not in a bad mood that I'm stuck eating salad for breakfast. I think I'm in a bad mood because I'm at Fresh and Easy, which, by the way, is a phenomenal store. I don't know if you guys have Fresh and Easy's where you live, but it's a phenomenal store. And I go there, and I find out that I could have this whole time been getting $5 coupons. Now, what makes you more mad than finding out that you could have walked in there and saved $5? I'm like, okay, give me my $5 coupon now. Oh, no, you got to register online. You got to do that. And a lot of these places do that. And I'm like, what? And, you know, Target did that too. Target, if you don't have a Target card, now you're not going to save the extra money. And it really makes me mad that somebody next to me is paying 5% or $5 or $10 less than what I'm paying. That makes me so gosh darn mad. You know, it's funny. If you actually look at the psychology of it, if I had to pay, let's say, $100 for something, or I had to pay $110 but know that I had the same coupon as somebody else, I would actually be happier with the $110 item because I just need to know that I'm getting a sale. Isn't the psychology crazy? All right, so I think what we need to do as a group is school each other on what the hell is out there to save money, okay? Apparently, I found this website. It says 25 apps to save you money. And I've tried a couple of these, but this is kind of interesting. Now, these are apps to save you money. They also teach you how to organize and stuff. Like, for example, I told you guys about Retail Me Not. I fell upon retell-me-not, and we're talking about an actual literal fall, when I was about to go someplace and I needed to see if there was a coupon. And I'm racing over to the computer and I fall, and up comes on the Google search retell-me-not. Now, retell-me-not, I've talked to you guys about, you can actually download. I'm not trying to do a commercial for these guys. I want you guys to save money. But you download the app. And then as you drive into a location, I mean, it has to know where you are, which is kind of scary because somebody knows where you are. But the app knows where your location is, and all of a sudden you hear cha-ching, and there's all these coupons in the area. So let's say you were going into a shopping center in Vegas. There's tons of shopping centers where Office Depot is always next to a Home Depot, who's always next to a Best Buy, etc. So this thing goes cha-ching, and then before you even walk into the store, you have the coupon. Although I was at a store, and the cha-ching happened after I was in the Office Max, and it was after I already rung up the register. I was mad. I'm like, here, take everything back so I could get my coupon. But, you know, it's interesting how there's these things out there. Apparently, I was calling up Target because I was really mad. I still don't have my card, and I don't want to go to Target until I get my discount card. And they said, well, why don't you go on the app? There's like a Target app that's called Cartwheel. Now, I don't know much about cartwheels. I used to do them in school, and it really looked bad, especially when I'd rip my pants. But remember we'd wear terry cloth. I would be wearing terry cloth because they were cheap, terry cloth sweatpants to school in the 80s. I would like rip those suckers if they were too tight doing cartwheels. But anyway, there's some cartwheel app with Target that helps you save money. They say there's Bill Guard. That's supposed to help you protect yourself against these hidden fees and billing errors. That could be on your iPhone. Saved Plus. That's supposed to help you also. Flex Score, I don't know much about that one, but I like the comparison shopping, okay? There's Red Laser out there. This is being reported by Mashable.com. There's Shop Savvy. It's a barcode that shows you product details and price comparisons, so then you can decide if you want to buy it in, you know, online or in the store. That must really suck for some of these companies where you hit the barcode and go, you know what, I'm going to buy this online, never mind, to walk out of there. I know that happens at Best Buy a lot. That stinks. Price Check by Amazon. Gas Buddy. Did you guys know about this? There's something called Gas Buddy where you find the cheapest gas prices in your area. If you guys know of any other things that we could do to save money, please call in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network. It's the same piece of lettuce still in my mouth. I can't work it out of my teeth. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, thank you. A bunch of you guys have donated to the Kids Fighting Blood Cancer through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. You visited my website. You went to the website page to donate. I can't thank you enough. Thank you. Please keep that going. We need all the help we need. Again, our goal is to make $100,000 for these kids, and I'm just asking $5 for life from everybody. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, and follow the link. Okay. We got a call over the break asking what to do about nausea. If you start feeling nauseous, what's the quickest and easiest thing to do before they throw up? I wish I could talk to you about that because I'd like to know a little bit more. I know I've been eating salad this morning, and I think I'm just a little nauseous because I'm really being overly dramatic about having to eat, you know, vegetables for breakfast. But I'm just trying to, you know, follow what I do. You know. By the way, you know what's so funny? You know how we follow the 5-second rule when we drop, or I think it's the 5-second rule. You know, you drop something on the ground and then you immediately pick it up. And if it's a 5-second rule, you think it's okay. Which, by the way, there was a study out, you know, a couple months ago saying the 5-second rule does exist. And if you drop something on carpet, that's a lot better than tile. Remember? Whew, so Anyway, the 5-second rule, notice it never applies to salad. I have dropped maybe 10 pieces of lettuce on the floor now next to me, and I'm not touching it. You know what? So any other food, you're going to pick up and eat. But when it comes to a vegetable falling on the floor, you're like, oh, darn. And you still think you get the vitamin content, but you don't. So I'm going to definitely have to need maintenance to come in here and clean up. We got a lot of lettuce that just, quote-unquote, accidentally fell on the floor. Okay, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So nauseous, that happens to me. You know when I get nauseous? When I listen to replays of my show. No, I get nauseous when I, if I eat meat and it has a lot of fat in it. I get nauseous from that. And I don't want to talk about that because I'm already getting nauseous thinking about it. I cannot eat fatty meat. For some reason, I just get nauseous from that. And I immediately then have to go and get a little soda. Like ginger ale is very good for nausea. Or I get a little Coca-Cola. We actually have Coca-Cola in the house, and no one's allowed to drink it. No one is allowed to drink the Coca-Cola because we really don't drink sodas in my house. But if any of them are nauseous, I give them some Coca-Cola, and I let the Coca-Cola escape some of the bubbles. What's it like? Decarbonate. We used to use Coca-Cola syrup for nausea all the time. I gotta admit, that is probably one of the quickest things that I have been able to help. Now, of course, my kids will fake it. Right? They'll be watching a movie. Okay, they'll be kind of getting all cuddly with popcorn, and they're like, Mom, I feel nauseous. I'm like, oh, my baby. And then I run, and I'm pouring Coca-Cola all over the place. Yeah, right. Okay, I learned my lesson after about the 200th time on that one. But that seems to help me. A lot of times, also, I'm drinking a little bit of cold water. That seems to help. I wonder why this is. A lot of you guys were talking about Oscar Pistorius puking in the courtroom. Ginger seems to help a lot with nausea. But you know, if you guys are throwing up on a consistent basis after you eat, the first thing I think about is ulcer. I get very, very nervous because remember, your body is trying to, you know, heal itself. So if it doesn't want you to eat anything because it's trying to heal up an ulcer, it is going to erupt things out or propel or projectile-y. Yeah. So that's kind of pretty important. I worry. My son has a school play tonight. Actually, he has a school play going on right now. But, you know, I'm working, and I'm not going to make you guys feel guilty. Listen, it's great. No, thank you for having me work and be on air during his school play. I got to go tonight. I don't think I could sit through that sucker twice. So it's, no, thank you. Just don't worry. Don't feel bad. I'm very, very happy to be where I am right now. But I am excited because my boy is the lead, you know, so I'm going to be doing the whole, you know, I'm going to be bringing all the box of Kleenex because I'm going to be bawling my eyes out. And I'm going to be like, oh, my baby. And then I'm going to be standing up in front of the audience going, that's my baby. That was my baby. He's the one that made the play. All of your kids assisted him and were the understudies. But that was my baby. You all could get my baby's autograph. And I will charge 5%. I will charge $5 an autograph. So I'm already, I got my work cut out for me tonight. But some of you will get stage fright. And even if it's before a meeting, okay, that's some pretty serious stuff. You know, people wonder how I don't have stage fright. I still get a little nervous. You know, it's funny. My uncle used to be on the Wayne Newton Show back in Phoenix, back in the 50s. Wayne Newton and his brother had the show. And it was televised, et cetera. I forget. It had something to do with a pony or something. And my uncle, he's the one that died of leukemia when he was 13. My uncle was a concert pianist, and he was a regular on that show. My mom also was on that show, but she wasn't as much of a headliner as my uncle was. My uncle was this boy who could sit there at 11 years old and 12 years old and just play like crazy. He was really gifted. He was ahead in his classes. He just was one of those geniuses of his day. And then, unfortunately, he died of leukemia. Within a week or two of his diagnosis, it's sad, but he would throw up before every. He would sit there at the piano like nothing. apparently, according to my mom, yet he would throw up, obviously, before he had to go on stage. Now, I know some of you are like, well, it's Wayne Newton. No, you know, listen, Wayne Newton is, I like Wayne Newton a lot. I really do. Wayne Newton is really, really cool. All right? And apparently, he and his brother had an awesome show in Phoenix before he later made it big, you know, throughout the world in Vegas. So, Phoenix was the start of a lot of actors, a lot of celebrities. But what to do about stage fright? Now, I know what a lot of you guys have done. A lot of you have turned to the Xanax. So, many of you guys will pop a Xanax before you end up, speaking in front of a radio audience, talking to your boss, showing a marketing, presentation, or even before you go into surgery and take care of somebody's aortic aneurysm, all right? Be very, very careful going into that. And the funny thing is many a time, this Xanax or Valium doesn't really work, okay? Xanax and Valium doesn't work in time. So you guys pop the pill, and you're like, all right, I'm good. And you're like, wait a second, it could take a good 20, 30 minutes to get in your system. But the idea of you popping the pill helps. So basically, we're looking at a lot of placebo. When we look at stage fright or nauseous or the jitters, we're looking at a lot of placebo. For me, it's a little bit of Coca-Cola. A lot of you guys don't know this, but I will go up to the bar, and it's not that I'm getting alcohol. I actually ask for a little bit of Coca-Cola. I know a lot of you bartenders are out there like, oh, bull crap, please. No, it's not bull. I do. I go up to the bar, I go up, and I get a little bit of Coca-Cola, and I drink just a little bit of shot of Coca-Cola, and for some reason, the sugar or the bubblies or the, and I do that, I'm not here to promote sodas. I understand sodas are probably the evil behind us gaining weight and having our low metabolism and all that other problem, but I gotta tell you, that seems to work for me, and I don't have the nausea. I have that little bit of energy, and whether it's placebo or not, it works. So for those of you that have a little bit of those jitters, it really, you know, it really works, okay? Just don't eat a salad like I did. That was just miserable. Oh, my gosh. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, it's Midsummer Night's Dream. Yeah, he's doing Midsummer Night's Dream. I don't really know the name of the role, you know, but he has the accent. And for some reason, he has elf ears. I really don't get that. I think he's doing like a Lord of the Rings type of thing with Midsummer Night. I never studied Midsummer Night's Dream. We did a lot of Macbeth. We did Romeo and Juliet. We did Hamlet. I went to 12 schools, so I got Macbeth 3 times, because every time I moved, the new school was doing Macbeth, right? One fell swoop, that kind of thing. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, this is very interesting. A class of 6th graders from North Dakota has schooled some of the best business students and college investors. These 6th graders knew what they were doing. Then we have some scientists from the UK making noses, ears, and other body parts in the lab. Way to go, Brits. I am so proud of you. That is some bloody cool stuff. Then we have men who are circumcised after 35 years old are nearly half as likely to develop prostate cancer. So for those of you that are uncircumcised, you might want to get circumcised to prevent prostate cancer. Wow. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Finally, I'm finished with that damn salad. It's 33 minutes past the hour. I finally finished my salad. Actually, I started 5 minutes before my show. So we're actually looking at 33 minutes to eat a salad. Well, but I am kind of full. I mean, I really am, you know, and I guess that's why salads help you lose weight, because, you know, you eat and you have to take forever to get through it. So, and you guys have to listen to it, you know, for a whole show. So, I don't know, try it, guys. Salad for breakfast. And honestly, I picked mine up at Fresh and Easy. It was kind of easy. Although, make sure you do that online sign up so you can start getting those $5 coupons, because you're going to be just as mad as I was that you were there and you can't use a $5 coupon. All right, so a lot of you are probably mad that your parents didn't circumcise you. I'd have to hear this study. They say men who are circumcised after 35 years old are nearly half as likely to develop prostate cancer. Those who have had the procedure after the age of 35 are 45% less at risk, according to a Canadian university study. As a whole, men, they say, according to Daily Mail, who are circumcised, are 11% less likely to later develop prostate cancer. They say prostate cancer is actually rare among Jewish and Muslim men. Now, most Jewish and Muslim men are circumcised, right? Yeah. Well, everybody, if you can't tell if you're circumcised, just everybody take a minute to look. Just take a peek, okay? If it looks like a beanie cap, right, without the beanie part, you're circumcised. If it looks like a pig's in a blanket, it's not, right? You know those hot dogs in a crescent roll, but the crescent roll is completely over the hot dog? That's what uncircumcised looks like, okay? There's a lot of ladies that ask me, they go, look, I really don't know. How do I tell? You know, and in the olden days, that's how we would tell what religion you were. You know, we would have you drop your pants. If you're circumcised, ah. And if you weren't circumcised, like, ah. You know, that's what we'd say. We're like, ah. Anyway, they go, the specific causes of prostate cancer kind of remain unknown. There are three risk factors. Family history, aging, the older you get, and they also see more in Black African ethnic origins, they say. Not just African American, Black African ethnic origins, they say. Researchers at the University of Montreal and the INRS, Institute Armand Frappier, and I'm sure the IRS is involved as well, interviewed a group of Montreal men where half had been diagnosed with prostate cancer between 2005 and 2009. Although men who had undergone the procedure as adults were significantly less likely to develop prostate cancer, those circumcised before the age of one were 14% less likely. The study also found that circumcision had a particularly strong preventative effect among Black men. Among Black men interviewed in the study, the risk of prostate cancer was already 1.4 times higher than white men. But if they had been circumcised 60% less, they lowered the risk 60%. This is a lot. Now, remember, just being circumcised is taking percentages off. I mean, you know, that's kind of, you know, why we do it. So I guess this follows an American study published last week that found that the health benefits of male circumcision far outweigh the risks by more than 100-1. Many of you are very, very concerned, and I know because you've called me, you've emailed me, about the quote-unquote mutilation of boys with circumcision. But you see, it's very interesting because, you know, me and many of you know, I've been to a lot of brisses, you know, and these are Jewish religious celebrations and religious, what's it called? I don't want to say ritual because it's a ritual, but I've been to many of these events where a little baby is not going through the way they do it at the hospital or the doctor's office. They do it the old fashioned way with the Mogen clamp, and these kids don't cry. It's very interesting, and maybe it's because it happens so quick. Maybe it's because they get to be in grandpa's or daddy's arms. Maybe it's because they get to suck on a little bit of Manischewitz wine. But I gotta tell you, I mean, you know, my kids, they weren't traumatized. These babies I see do that. Now, have I performed circumcisions, and do I think the way I performed them was pretty trying on mom and baby and all that? I do. Because once you start to strap them down, and then you have to do the sterile and surgical technique and all that other stuff, you know, because, again, you don't want the kid getting an infection. I mean, it's like a 15-20-minute procedure. Yet the way they have done it for centuries, using something similar to the Mogen clamp, it was quick, easy. And, I mean, I doubt it was 100% painless. But the funny thing is I don't see these babies cry and work up a storm like they did when I would be performing them and doing them with a little Plasti Bell or the Gomco clamp, etc. True, you would numb them up, etc. But, you know, there's just something to, there's, you know, and you know, there are nerves in there. You know, the idea that, well, there's no nerves. There's nerves everywhere. But I just don't see these babies cry when done right. So I don't know if we're going to be able to get a whole bunch of moils to do these things. But I do understand people's concern if they don't want to put their baby through that because, you know, if they do see the way it's done in the doctor's office, even though it's not barbaric, I could see why it would be very alarming to them. But it's, you know, when done the way we did it, we had a moil do it, and it was like piece cake. And my kids are happy. In fact, they run around the house going, look, Mom, he did a good job. I'm like, can you please cover it up? Anyway, the study had found, in terms of other medical issues, they said that over their lifetime, half of uncircumcised men will contract an adverse medical condition because of their foreskin. Now, that was a study we haven't had a chance to talk about yet. Half of uncircumcised men will have an adverse medical condition. UTIs, is it? Like bladder infections, STD, HPV, MSNBC, I was watching Hangover 2. That was so funny. Ed Chow go, I have the CIA on me, the CIA, the IRS, the NBC, the MSNBC. Anyway, that was so funny. Anyway, okay, so it could be, you know, it could be the HPV. There's been reports of the HIV virus being harbored more. So, I mean, personally, do I think that 50% number is correct? That's kind of difficult because I, you know, I have a lot of patients that are uncircumcised and they don't really come in having penile issues that much. But there's definitely proof and scientific evidence that circumcised men may have an advantage in some cases, okay? Can we just kind of leave it at that and move on? Whew. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Yeah, a lot of theories need to be erected over the whole circumcision case and why it could be helpful. And again, I mean, I don't know if I would tell a 35-year-old to go get it done, you know, but I do find that... but wait a second. Let's just stop for a second. Why would circumcising a man at the age of 35 prevent prostate cancer? That makes no sense to me, unless a couple things, okay? That's I don't think they've had enough men that they've circumcised at 35 to watch them longitudinally. We need a longitudinal study. Take a bunch of men at age 35 and 40, circumcise them. Why not? PCK, put them under anesthesia. They'll be okay. Give them some ice afterwards. Throw a little Neosporin on it. They'll be fine. You take a bunch of men and then you longitudinally watch them and see if they, you know, end up being more prone to prostate cancer or not. I guess that's a study you could do. But think about it. If certain groups, Muslim, Jewish groups, etc., do not seem to have higher risk of prostate cancer and it's a genetic thing, then, I mean, I'm still kind of not completely swayed that this is a whole thing related to the circumcision. However, what if there's some sort of a theory out there where there's a bacteria that's harbored or there's something that lives under the foreskin that decides to climb up the urethra and get into the prostate, some virus, some bacteria, and I don't know if they actually crawl, maybe they bebop, maybe they jive, maybe they boogie up the urethra. I don't really know. I personally think viruses boogie, okay? I don't think they crawl. I think they boogie. But just, you know, for all intents and purposes, to make this simple, simplify things, you get a bacteria, a virus that crawls up and then goes and affects the prostate cancer or affects the prostate. That could be a theory that we don't know about. Pretty cool stuff nonetheless. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. Zapping spinal cord with electricity helps a man who's paralyzed move his legs. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And don't forget to download our show on the iPhone app and the Android app. You can get it for free. Listen to Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you like. All right, so this is very interesting. A class of sixth graders schooled a bunch of college business students and mopped the floor with them when it came to investment information. This is kind of interesting, okay? It started out as a competition between the regular and advanced math classes at Fargo's Oak Grove Lutheran School. Apparently, one of the teachers, Dave Carlson, was teaching his students about handling money through two online investment companies. Now, unbeknownst, according to ABC News, to the middle school investors, one of the companies was at the time holding a university challenge that offered a $5,000 first prize to the investment club with the most profitable basket of stocks. Ooh, that's a smart idea. Very smart idea. Give the club money and let them. That's a very, very brilliant idea. If you ever want to promote your business, do a contest. That's very good. All right, so Virginia-based McIntyre Investment Institute won that contest, okay? I guess they had an 18.5% return. The math class, the little sixth grade math class, yielded a nearly 22% gain, totally trouncing the university clubs. Wow. No, I'm not, you know, sixth graders aren't into SpongeBob SquarePants. I'm sure they put some thought into this. All right. Apparently, Carlson's class has started the project using an app through Bread Vault. I guess Bread Vault is a Fargo company that makes online money management tools designed for families and children. Bread Vault owner, I got to check that out. Ross Almy referred them to Motif Investing, a San Mateo, California-based company that enables customers to buy baskets of stocks that are named Motifs. The class results so impressed Motif Investing founder Hardeep Walia that he made his first trip to North Dakota this month to visit the students. I would love to visit North Dakota. One of my first affiliates was in Fargo, North Dakota, and now I have another affiliate in Grand Forks, North Dakota. So I'm pretty, I'm a pretty big Dakota fan. So anyway, I guess Motif is, he has a flat fee of $9.95 to buy collections of up to 30 stocks, blah, 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 blah. No glass ceilings, whatever. I don't know. But it's, I thought pretty, pretty good when you see kids. You know, I gotta admit, my son really knows how to pick the Super Bowl winner. Now, I'm not saying take your kids gambling with you whenever you have to go to the sports book, but I got to admit, you know, don't underestimate your kids. Now, my dad was a big gambler. So whenever we were in Vegas, he'd make me pick the keno numbers. Now, here I am, 8 years old, right? And I'm like, okay, well, I guess 16 and this and this. And then whenever my dad would lose money, he would say I was bad luck. So you got to still be very, very careful, all right? And I'm like, bad luck, you know, stupid. But that was until I you know, realized that I had some self-confidence and I wasn't bad luck. I just, you know, Keno, I just never understood the whole Keno game. But good for these kids. All right, now, apparently, four paralyzed patients have been able to regain some ability to flex their toes, ankle, and knees. Right? Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. But this is awesome. They were paralyzed and they were able to flex their toes, ankles, and knees after receiving a new type of electrical stimulation therapy known as epidermal stimulation. Now, this is according to a new study supported by the NIH and being reported by Fox News. They said that the study was published in the journal Brain. It's an expansion of a 2009 study that demonstrated the effects of electrical stimulation on Rob Summers. Now, Rob Summers, back in 2006, was paralyzed from the chest down at age 20 after he was hit by a car in his own driveway. He underwent a procedure in which 16 electrodes were implanted near the base of the spine to study whether or not the electrical pulses delivered to the site of the injury could help him then regain function of his limbs. After decades of research, I guess, they have been able to find that if your nerve cells lose the ability to respond to stimuli, what if you actually electrically stimulate them? Could you reprogram damaged cells to once again be responsive to stimuli? Plus, of course, physical rehab, etc. And I guess Mr. Summers, with the rehab and the electrical stimulation, began to notice that is amazing. He even some movement. He also sweat again. The ability to sweat, you know, that is also a nerve's ability. You know, a lot of you guys, you will, you know, be in a bath for a long period of time. Then you come out of the bath and your fingers then start to wrinkle up. Okay, that's a nerve. If you have damage to, let's say, the digital nerve, you know, with an injury, you won't be able to wrinkle up with your fingers. And some of you are like, well, Dahlia, why do people even wrinkle up with the fingers? The reason why is it increases surface tension. Okay, if you've been in water, you have a hard time gripping afterwards unless you have a little bit of that kind of wiggly thing that helps surface tension. Pretty cool stuff. Okay, so they say the first thing he began to notice, which was a sign of improvement, is he began to be able to tell when he was uncomfortable in his wheelchair. Now, remember, a lot of people that are paralyzed, they start getting pressure ulcers because they can't tell that they are, or if they can tell, they can't move or do anything about it, where they're starting to get that pressure sore down there. So he was able to feel uncomfortable so he could hopefully then ask to be shifted. Okay, then again, he was able to sweat. After 7 months, Summers was able to stand without assistance and regained voluntary control of some movement of his legs and was able to resume control over other bodily functions. All right, and you're talking about somebody who was paralyzed since 2006. That is pretty, pretty cool. Now, the study published in Brain reported similar successes after using electrical stimulation therapy in three other paralyzed patients. Kent Stevenson, a motocross racer who was paralyzed in 2009, only 21 years old. Andrew Mayes, paralyzed in a motorcycle accident back in 2007. He's now 28 years old. Dustin Shilcox was injured in a car accident in 2010 at the age of 26. All had been paralyzed from the neck or chest down. Within days, each of these three patients began to regain some voluntary control over the muscles that have been previously analyzed. Wow-wee. All right, and it's epidermal stimulation of these patients. So this is pretty damn cool. Of course, the NIH is currently funding additional research. I hope they could fund it, like, quickly. Like big time quickly, but phenomenal. I mean, that's a huge gain. Good job, guys. 1-877 Doc and Dolly. 1-877 DOCDALI. I wanted to pull up another report. I apologize. My computer is acting up, and it really needs to be smacked upside the head. You know, we talk about gambling a lot on the show, and scientists have been able to find the part of the brain actually linked to gambling addiction. You know, my father liked to gamble. We definitely had our share of gamblers in the family, and you know, it cost our family a lot. Me, I don't like to gamble. I live in Las Vegas. I really don't like to gamble. Yes, I like to win. But it's just something that I never really wanted to, you know, slot machines or the computer machines, et cetera. It just wasn't anything that I just got myself into, but that's because having grown up in Vegas, you start to get a little immune to it. Now, it is still fun. Okay, and I mean, somebody throwing a whole bunch of money on Black 17 and winning, that's pretty exciting. So for those of you that do come out to Vegas, still please do that, okay? Please come on down to Vegas and enjoy yourself. But for me, I've been here since the 80s, so I'm kind of over it. So, but apparently the part of the brain is called the insula. And I guess scientists at the University of Cambridge identified that it's the insula that causes you to want to chase your losses. Now, I don't know if that so much makes you a gambler. Okay, I think a lot of us want to recoup any damage. Many of us will, right? We drop our purse or our wallet. We want to go back and, grab the money. I mean, a lot of us want to chase our losses, but we'll talk about this in the next hour. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.